Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, now meeting at the Holiday Inn Express in Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Good morning to every one of you listening to this radio broadcast. Crown of Life Baptist Church is experiencing a change of our meeting location. We are now meeting in the conference room at the Holiday Inn Express in Noblesville on Tegeler Drive. Please join us this morning at 10 o'clock. We would love to meet you. In the book of Mark, Jesus said the following about his return: "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at evening, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." What a wonderful hope we have in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to establish his earthly millennial kingdom of righteousness and quell the storm of moral and political chaos that wreaks havoc upon the earth today. I am drawing to the end of our series regarding the Olivet Discourse as I explain the last two parables, the parable of the talents and the parable of the judgment of the Gentile nations. Jesus admonishes believers to be prepared and alert for his return through earnest prayer, faithful obedience, and acceptable service. He cautions that some believers will be careless in their walk with him and face a sad day before the judgment seat of Christ instead of a day of rejoicing. Different aspects of Jesus' sermon addresses specific events, targeting three specific groups. Hence, I subtitled this sermon, The Jew, the Gentile, and the Church of God. But only believers can discern these events and parables and witness to the world of the second advent of Christ. The unconverted Jews and the unregenerate Gentiles have no clue what will soon befall them if they fail to embrace Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We see here in this parable that we're studying here in Matthew chapter 25 is the nations are gathered together and how they treated believers, how they treated them, how they treated people who did not take the mark. After the battle of Armageddon, when Jesus puts his feet upon the Mount of Olives, he shall gather his elect. We read that in Matthew 24:31. And the nations, and judge the nations of the people that were not gathered together with the Antichrist army at Armageddon. So, there will be women and children, elderly. There will be the lame. There will be those who are not able to be in the army, who don't have the strength, that are sickly. That will still be in the nations after the armies are destroyed at the Battle of Armageddon. The nations will be divided based upon their works. This whole parable is dealing with works. How they treated these people who were imprisoned and who were starving and who were beaten and being pursued by government authorities. So the nations will be divided based upon their works. Works will determine what nations, not faith, works. Because they're dealing with unsaved, unregenerate Gentile nations. This is a determination of what nations will come into the kingdom age. So it's a judgment of the nations, not individuals specifically. It's how the nations treated God's people that were being pursued and persecuted. Jew and Gentiles, saved people. The nations will be divided based upon their works. Works will determine what nations will serve the Lord in the kingdom age, and these are the nations that you and I are going to be ruling over in the kingdom, and the cities that you're going to be ruling over. These will be the nations that will be determined to go into the kingdom. So I'll read it again. The nations will be divided based upon their works. Works will determine what nations will serve the Lord in the kingdom age following Armageddon and following the purging of the earth by fire. The tribes of people that will inherit the kingdom will be because of their honorable compassion and righteous treatment of the persecuted saints of Christ in the great tribulation period. These people will not have glorified bodies, so they will be able to procreate in the kingdom age. The people of these nations, procreate means reproduce. You are going to have, as a ruler in the kingdom age, you will have a glorified body that will never die again. But the but we will not be given into marriage and marry. We will not be procreating in the kingdom age. There will be none of that desire in us. But the people who go into the nations, these nations that go into the kingdom age, these people will have the ability to procreate and reproduce and multiply and increase the kingdom age with people. These people will not have glorified bodies, so they will procreate in the kingdom age. These will be the nations that the saints from this present age of grace will rule over for 1,000 years. The people of the sheep nations are granted life eternal if they do not side with the devil at the end of the millennial kingdom. We know that death will exist. We know that birth will exist in the kingdom age. Death will be very minimal. People will live extended periods of time. People will live like Methuselah. How many years did Methuselah live? 900 what? 969 years. So people are going to live a long time. Are you ready to live that long? Well, we'll have glorified bodies, so we'll be living eternally. But there will be some death, but mostly there will be an explosion of birth, just like the baby boomer age. Why are we called the baby boomers? I'm at the straggling end of the baby boomer age. Why are we called the baby boomers? Because after World War II, everybody started procreating and replenishing the earth because of all the death that took place after World War II. And the men and women that had to either go to the workplace or go into battle. And shall go out, so the people of the sheep nations are granted life eternal if they do not side with the devil at the end of the millennial kingdom. We know at the end of the millennial kingdom, Satan will be loose for a short period of time. He will try to deceive people and get them to side with him. A huge percentage of people will. Now, how many people do you think can multiply, reproduce in 1,000 years? In 1,000 years. It's going to be rapid. I mean, you just look at this last century, the growth rate in America. And where humans live a short period of time, there's a high rate of infant mortality in some nations is worse than other nations. But when all those factors are taken out, man, in 1,000 years, it could maybe be 10 billion people on the face of the earth. It maybe be 20 billion people on the face of the earth. But a huge percentage, a huge number of people side with Satan. It says here that Satan will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, east, west, north, and south, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. This is a different battle than Armageddon. This is at the end of the 1,000 years. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city, Jerusalem. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And everybody else who did not side with Satan, they will go into the kingdom age. During the kingdom age, procreation will be much more fruitful, causing rapid expansion of the population within the millennium. Billions will be born. Human life will be prolonged due to far less disease, sickness, and violence. No war. Death will be rare, birth will be prolific. And coming to the conclusion here, as we wind down here, for being uncompassionate, the cursed goat nations that are on the left side of the Lord will be cast into hell and then the lake of fire at the great white throne judgment. These nations of people are of their father the devil and shall dwell with him in everlasting fire. Now, you compare America in the 1800s to America today. You compare America at the beginning of the 20th century to America at the end of the 20th century. What has happened with the number of people being homeless and destitute out on the streets? It's increased significantly, hasn't it? Our prisons have increased significantly. Significant, the numbers of people. We're still praying for the January 6th believers, the people who were so-called insurrectionists that haven't even faced a day of trial yet, haven't even been charged, and they've been in solitary confinement. So can you imagine how believers during the tribulation will be treated, those who don't take the mark? We know that many of them will be beheaded, and vagabonds, homeless, trying to hide from persecution, living behind a rock. So how these nations treat those individuals will be the whole focus of if they go into the kingdom or they do not go into the kingdom. So these nations of people are not saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The nations are saved by their acts of kindness. This parable is speaking of the Gentile nations, the collective of all people dwelling therein. Nations cannot be saved by faith. It is a virtual impossibility. However, they will be saved for the kingdom glory based upon their kindness to the beloved saints, Jew and Gentile alike, who will be harshly treated in the great tribulation period. To emphasize again, the people of the nations that go into the kingdom will not have glorified bodies. Therefore, they will be able to procreate, repopulating the renewed earth. They will come to faith because of what they witness at this judgment of the nations, and living in this kingdom age, generation after generation of children will be taught their need of faith in the now visible and present Savior, the ruler and king of all the earth. The curse of the dead, the curse of death still exists because mortal man during this millennial age will still have a sinful nature. And that's why many of them are attracted to Satan. Do we not see people attracted to Satan today? I mean, you look at the presence of some of these people. The goth look, and some of the other appearances of some of these people. They live all night and sleep all day. Not that they're working a third shift, but they live in the bars and in these basements of bars where they're just having illegal hours of just nonstop recklessness. So the nations during the millennial kingdom will bring gifts to Jerusalem annually. In the kingdom, the nations, listen to Psalm, it tells us here in the Psalms, in his days shall the righteous flourish, that's speaking of the kingdom age, in his days, the kingdom age, shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. The kings of Tarshish and of the isle shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings, glorified saints, who will rule the nations, shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. Year after year after year, nations will come to Jerusalem. You know what
possibility may take place in the kingdom age. God may bring all the continents back together again. God may bring all the continents back together again. Something I've pondered. Turn your Bibles. We're coming down to the end here. Turn your Bibles to Zechariah chapter 2. Zechariah chapter 2. Just before Malachi. Second to last book in the Old Testament. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 10. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And there it is, verse 11. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day. That's speaking of what we are seeing here in this parable of the judgment of the nations. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto thee. The Lord shall inherit Judah his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. Turn to chapter 8 in the same book. Chapter 8 in the same book. It says, again, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand at 900 years of age, for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people, in these days should it also be marvelous in my eyes, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God in truth and in righteousness. And you can read on in that chapter. Go to verse 20. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people, and the inhabitants of many cities, and the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord, to seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. That will be our daily life in the kingdom, of going up to Jerusalem and bringing gifts to Jerusalem, to the Lord. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord. There's that word nations. Many people of different tongues at one time, now they speak of one tongue, shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. In chapter 14 of that same book, verse 16. Chapter 14, verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations, left, everyone that's left, not the ones that died in the armies in Armageddon, who came up against Jerusalem, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year, there it is, from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. So we will be exercising the Old Testament feasts. And it shall come, it shall be that whoso will not come of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. So you say, well, I want to watch a Colts game. I want to stay home and watch TV. I want to sleep at Bedside Baptist. I want to go fishing. Lord says, you make excuses, you're not going to have rain on your nation. You're not going to be able to grow anything. And if the families of Egypt go not up and come not that have no rain, there shall be the plague therewith, wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt, and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seethe therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Now the Canaanite, it could speak of the wickedness, just like Jesus throwing out those money changers in the temple. It speaks about wickedness and those who pollute the house of the Lord.
You have been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Now meeting at the Holiday Inn Express, 13625 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.